What it is, what it do, cyber world. It is your girl, the one, the only, Ash Said It. AshSaidIt.com, AshSaidIt.com. Welcome to the Ash Said It Daily Podcast Show. I appreciate you guys for all of your love and support. Over 1,700 episodes and 500,000 streams worldwide. None of this would be possible without you guys, so I thank you so very, very much. And yes, we are going into our summertime. The clothes are coming off. The food is going out to be cooked there. You know, we're going to the parks. We're doing all these different things. But sometimes you still need some down-home, some good food at the house, at the crib, you know. And I don't know about some of you guys, but some of these mixes that you see in the stores and you hear about through people or whatever, things that we're just so used to, they just kind of just go bland. All right. So we need some new fire and some new ferocity that's out there for us. And Barlow's Food has done just that. So we got Miss Founder and CEO herself, Miss Tiffany, with us today. Hey, Tiffany.
Hey, Ash. How are you?
I am great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us. So, Tiffany, let's talk a little bit about how did Barlow's Food start?
Absolutely. So first, thank you so much for having me and allowing us to tell our story.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for coming through.
Yes. So Barlow's Foods, I've always had a passion for anything food related. Always have loved to eat, always loved to play in the kitchen. Just always love mixing, you know, things together because I just have always found it fascinating that you can literally start with nothing and create amazing meals. I think that's one of the biggest things about food that stands out for me. So I always knew that I wanted to do something with like a food product or something food related. And I had been sitting and thinking about doing like a seasoning line or some type of, as I mentioned, food product, but nothing ever really clicked. You know, I mean, it sounded like a good idea, but it just wasn't, it didn't really move me or feel like an aha moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So one day I was making pancakes for a friend and he was like, tearing them pancakes out. He was like, did you make these? And I'm like, yeah, like, you know, who else made the pancakes? Like, there's no one else here, so yes, I made the pancakes. And that's kind of how the idea of starting with a pancake mix came about. You know, that moment, I was like, well, maybe this is the thing that I've kind of been, you know, like kind of that nudge that I've been waiting for because I thought that everyone knows what pancakes are, and I think that pancakes are very loved. I think people love pancakes more than I even imagined. So it just seemed like a good initial product to kind of get things rolling with.
Gotcha. Wow. So you had this aha moment. You're like, you know what? Let me. Okay. So let's go back though. So when you made these pancakes, so you just used a lot of the ingredients that you had at the house?
Yeah, so I don't put myself in a category when it comes to dietary restrictions and things like that, but I've always been more of like a healthier or conscious eater.
Right.
But I just feel like, you know, to each his own. I think, you know, if you're vegan or, you know, gluten-free, whatever is your case, I'm here for it. But I've never, like, been in a box, really, like in my late adult years. But I've always just thought that the way that I eat is kind of, you know, you don't really think that people do or don't, like, do what you do, right? It's just always been kind of what I did. So I've always had organic ingredients around or, you know, pure cane sugar and Himalayan salt. Like, that just, to me, is the norm. I didn't think that that was anything different than what other people ate with. So the initial recipe for our original pancake mix is actually made from those ingredients that I did have at home. And it's a cleaner taste, so I think that's probably why he was taken back and what our customers have grown to love about the product. But, yeah, it just, you know, once I started to learn more that, you know, people didn't have, like, five flours laying around the house or, you know, different types of salts and pure cane sugar and things like that, I just knew that that was one of our, differentiators.
Gotcha. Cool, cool. All right, so you've got this idea, and you're putting things together, you're figuring out the right recipe and all the right tools that you'll need, and you're researching marketing and all this stuff. For you, what was the first unexpected challenge that showed itself?
So the first challenge was, what do we name it? So I'm very big on aesthetics and making sure that, you know, things are going to be well received, or that I'm putting my best intention or best foot forward. So had the recipe, you know, had samples out to people, to friends, and then I couldn't think of a name. So I wish I could find the notepad somewhere around my house, but I had all these crazy names on there. I mean, I was just making up stuff, and it just was silly, and nothing made sense. And then I literally was looking at a picture of my grandfather, and I was like, that will be so dope. Like, why don't I just name it Barlow's? But my grandfather on my maternal side, or my mom's side, his name is Arthur Barlow Harris. And when I just started to draw it out and, you know, say it, I was like, that just sounds really, really dope. And then it just kind of started to take on a life from there, because he was a farmer and very big into agriculture, livestock. And it just seems like it was kind of like meant to happen, because like everything just started to click from that point.
I like that. Now, as time would progress and the product is launched, people are trying it, and everyone has their opinions, for you, what was the proudest moment with the brand?
So the proudest moments, I think that, I mean, every week is something different. But I think just the biggest, you know, the thing that puts a smile on my face and just kind of lets you know that you're on the right track or you're onto something has been the customer feedback. Mm-hmm. So, like, we literally have customers. I feel like our customers are like our family, right? So we talk, they reach out, you know, and they're just so excited and they're so happy and they really enjoy the product. And I think that that is just so exciting. And it's just, you know, that extra oomph that you need to keep going. And as I mentioned, it just kind of lets you know that you're on some path. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think as an entrepreneur, just in general, as a woman, I think that sometimes we doubt ourselves a lot, right? Like, am I doing the right thing, or should I do it like this? Or maybe I shouldn't do it. But, you know, and I think a lot of times we just need to have like that outward, not like approval, but just like that, an external nod maybe. And, you know, I think that that's just always great to hear back from the people that we service. So that's been really big for us.
That's wonderful. Now, you guys have this amazing pancake batter that is absolutely sweeping the nation. And I know that there's some big things in the works now, but what's next for Barlow's Foods?
So definitely stay tuned for additional product offerings. We have dietary specific mixes that will be coming out soon. Our syrups will soon be available. If you're in the Atlanta area, and if you ever run into us at, you know, a farmer's market or a local market or event, we typically do have those available for sale and taste in person. But those will be available widely soon. And just with the, you know, pandemic kind of turned things on its head for a while, so we will be back in stores doing some tastings within the next month or so. In the month of July, you can catch us at Beaufort Highway Farmers Market. That's one of the larger retailers that we're in the Atlanta area, where you will be able to stop by and have a little sample and even pick us up and put us in your basket if you'd like. A very special and exciting project that we are so grateful to be a part of. We recently partnered with Kroger Stores for a pilot. They're launching a fresh market branch, and they're really focusing on things that are local, locally grown, locally produced, artisanal products, and very, very excited to partner with them. So that actually launched this past Monday, but you'll start to hear a lot more about that in the next couple of weeks or so.
Yes, well, congratulations. That is incredible. That is huge. So kudos to you.
Yes, absolutely. We're excited about this.
Yes, absolutely. You should be. Kroger, everybody isn't getting Kroger. So that is a major accomplishment for you guys, and I know that things are going to continue to build for you guys, and there's going to be so much more on the horizon. Now, last but certainly not least, Tiffany, what advice would you offer to any aspiring female entrepreneurs?
Some advice. I would just say stay true to who you are and to yourself, and just always remember why you started. And I think that will definitely keep you focused and keep you on the path, because there will be a lot of distractions. There will be a lot of people will try you. You will be tried. So stay focused and remember your why, and, just try to have fun with it. You know, I think that everything is an opportunity, right? So sometimes I question, like, me and my graphic designer, we have this joke. I'm like, you got Elon Musk and he's going to space and building cars, and I'm making pancake mix.
Hey.
But we're like, hey, everyone is needed, right? So no matter how small, big, or what industry you're in, I just think that know that there's purpose in it, and just, do it with intent, whatever it is that you're doing.
I love it. Tiffany, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you beyond words. Definitely appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes, and let everyone know, of course, where they can get the product and how to follow you guys on social media.
Absolutely. So you can get Barlow's Foods on barlowsfoods.com. That's on our website. We're also in stores in the Atlanta area, Buford Highway Farmers Market, Candler Park Market, the Floral Park Market. You can get a list of those on our website. And you can follow us on all social media platforms at Barlow's Foods.
Loving that. Much more success to you and the team. Kudos on the Kroger collaboration. That project is going to be amazing. We'll be looking out for more and more details and info on that. And I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Thank you so much for your love and support. Keeping in mind, anyone to tell you that you can't do what you want to do. You look them square in the face. You tell them, don't believe me. Just watch. Watch what I do. Watch me make it happen. Watch me make history. That's what we're doing this for, the history books. Social media is nice, but real life is so much better. Until next time, you guys.